This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
So it's not... it's not H-A-L-D-E-R-M-A-N, right? That's how everybody always wants to spell it.
Halderman,
but no. Leave out the R. So you'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I also want to welcome our good friend, Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. Happy Father's Day, Doug.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Always glad to have you in. It's been a good Father's Day. It's fun to spend it in the studio.
Yeah.
Kids are close by.
They are.
Quiet kids.
Well, I had to spend Mother's Day in the studio.
That's true.
It's only fair.
They always put those on Sundays. What the heck?
We played golf this morning, so we're good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you didn't drink on the course. You know, Dan, something that's come up recently is about car service.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the amount of money we put in our budget, a lot of people underestimate what they're going to have to spend to service their car.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons they have to underestimate that is because they spend too much because they go to places that overcharge them.
Right.
Tell us why that is. I mean, why do we see, first, what's the difference in charges from one place to another?
Well, the difference in charges from one place to another can very significantly, in fact. So it may not be a bad idea for somebody to, if they get one estimate on what it is to have their vehicle repaired, just to get a second opinion and a second look for two reasons. One, to make sure that, man, are you really getting the services that you truly need? And are you really getting the best price? For instance, a lot of people don't realize, they think if they have a Chevy vehicle, well, they need to take it to the Chevy dealer to have their service done because, well, they're going to be the best at doing it. And true, they have great technicians at most of the Chevy dealerships, but their labor rates are going to be the absolute highest. And I'm just not just picking on Chevy. That's the franchise dealers.
All the dealerships.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so that's not really a myth. That's really the truth.
It is.
If you get your car worked on at the dealership, it's going to be more expensive.
Correct. At the new car dealership.
Right, the new car dealerships.
Right.
Big difference.
Right. Because, you'd call me a dealership, and it doesn't seem right to why would you, someone who didn't buy a car from me, drive in off the street and have a car fixed at a used car dealership. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, and it seems like some of the things that they recommend, like on the recommended service, sometimes maybe a little bit of overkill.
Well, and that's a lot of things, especially with some of these big chains and some of these smaller independent shops. As far as recommended services, one, they'll recommend maintenance outside what really the manufacturer's schedule is. So, I'm sure you've been heard, we'll change your oil every 3,000 miles. Well, in today's modern vehicle, that's really kind of overkill. Most of them are around that 5,000 mark now.
It's interesting you say that because I've had people try to give me trouble about that because I only change my oil about every 5,000 miles. Try to give me trouble, but I know it doesn't need it every three.
Well, and it's good to check your specific vehicle. What does the manufacturer recommend? But with, again, the more modern, they run cleaner. The oil blends are more technologically advanced. There's just a lot more technology involved with the vehicles that they can go longer between these maintenances.
Okay, so the hourly rate, Tammy, did you start to say something? The hourly rate on the service stations is higher. But then what about extra services that get sold that aren't necessary?
Well, and that's a huge thing that we see a lot as well. A lot of people don't realize, especially with these larger chain shops, their employees, their pay plans are actually based on average price per ticket. So what I mean by that is, let's say their average ticket is $100. They get bonused if their average ticket price moves to $115 or $120. So they're incentivized. You know, plenty of honest people out there, that's fine, but their incentive is to throw other stuff on top of that ticket. That's how they get paid.
So, Dan, what do you offer?
Well, we do something a little differently. In fact, we adopted a philosophy that we call the grandma rule.
The grandma rule. I like that.
Well, and we did it internally, just with the guys in the back of the shop. We just came up with this rule, and the idea is you would never sell anything to your grandmother that she doesn't need. And then on the flip side, you would never let your grandmother leave with something that she doesn't need. And so the idea behind that was just to kind of keep the guys in the shop. Don't sell anything to people that they don't necessarily need. Because here's the thing with our shop. You know, we could not see another retail service customer ever again. And we would be fine. We'd still be in business.
Right.
You know, these other shops, that's it. That's how they keep the lights on. That's all they do is service. So with our sales side, you know, that's really where our main, I guess, what we've always done.
It's where your bread is buttered.
Exactly. So I can't have anything that the guys in the back do that would ever taint the reputation that I built up front. So for that reason, that's why we kind of adopted this philosophy. You know, we kind of mentioned it to a few of our customers as they came in. Yeah, this is kind of what we do, and people just loved it. So what I've recently done is I've asked my 93-year-old grandmother to kind of become the face of our service department.
I saw that on Facebook, and that's I love that picture of your grandmother.
She's
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
She is cute.
So that's the story behind the philosophy of how we treat people.
You know, it's really good to hear that. I mean, I experienced it personally with you, and previously when my car had I had the GM issue with the ignition, and I had a repair. They told me that I had to replace the whole steering column, and I had a whole bunch of other issues going on, and it was going to cost me like $1,800, and I didn't have $1,800. So it really does pay, like you said before, to get another opinion. I mean, we treat our bodies that way, hopefully, and our car is just an extension of that, and I would highly recommend Dan for that first and second opinion.
Tammy, do you think that that's a case of being a woman that they were trying to take advantage
of? You know, I could jump on that bandwagon. I just don't know if that's entirely true all the way. I could say that, but I hear people have these horror stories of all genders and walks of life. So,
is that something, Dan, that you think people need to be aware of? Is that if you get these places that are incentivized the wrong way, if they can upsell somebody and they're going to make extra money, it's human nature, and it's hard to prevent it.
Well, that's how they're driven. That's how they're conditioned, whether they, you know, consciously or unconsciously, they're driven to raise that ticket price. And I was just telling this story the other day to somebody who came in, a long-term customer, just started using our retail service department, and you know, told him our new philosophy, our grandma rule. And he said, you know, I went to one of these quick lube changes, quick oil change places, and he goes, he knew it was coming. He goes, I told him before. I go, I just want an oil change. Don't sell me an air filter. You know, don't sell me these flushes and all this other stuff. And because it's such part of their sales process, you know, sure enough, they came in and, yes, sir, you need this filter and this flush, and this is what we recommend. And
they carry the filter in and show you how dirty it is.
Well, you know, and now make no mistake, you know, one, fixing your car is expensive, right?
Right,
it's,
right.
And maintenance is critical. So there's that balance there. If you see the oil filter and the oil filter's visibly dirty, well, and you haven't changed it in the
kind
of
need to change
it. You need to change that oil filter or that air filter. It's that unseen stuff. You know, a lot of these flushes that they sell that, you know, a lot of people say are just snake oil that they're just being able to add to these tickets.
It's like the body cleanse.
Oh, God.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza. And we're talking about service. So, Dan, as you know, one of the things I like not only about the grandma rule, you know, because I think that just first off, you guys did that internally. You didn't even do that as an external marketing ploy, like we know that some places in town have done with when it comes to granny. Okay, But you guys did it internally just to change the thinking of your own people. Not mm-hmm. even really to change it, but just to continue to reinforce that they do the right thing all the time. And I love that aspect mm-hmm. of it. But then, you know, I think it's smart to let people know that that is the philosophy of your shop.
It was accident. We mentioned it. I mentioned it to a couple of people that were in for service and said, you know, this is kind of how we run our service department. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so refreshing. That's great. And then all of a sudden a light bulb went off. It's like, well, why not let people know? I mean,
right.
This is what
this
we do.
This is what you're doing.
Well, and as we're choosing a service shop out there, because if you look at the new car dealerships, we already know that those are a little more expensive. And then if you go directly to a mechanic, they're making their living just on that. And anytime somebody, I don't want to call your service department a loss leader, but the fact that you guys are making your money on selling cars means that you can afford to offer service for less. Because you're not trying to make your money at that.
Well, and there's a few things to that point, Doug. And number one, yes, we can create a new lifelong relationship through another avenue and make our next generation of car buyers. Also, it's very difficult for us to drive traffic to a service department in a used car dealership. Like I said earlier, why would you just pull into a used car dealership to have your car fixed?
Right.
So we have to do things a little differently just from a marketing standpoint. We're giving a lot of free stuff away.
Well, and I love the things that you're offering the listeners of the show.
Right.
I love the list of free things that you guys have. And let's run down a few of these things.
Well, there's a few things. One, our biggest special right now. It's not exactly free, but it's almost. We're doing 3 oil changes for $30. So
that's ridiculous.
$10 a piece. I mean,
that doesn't even cover the cost of the oil.
It does not. No, we are positively losing money on it. But again, you know, we have to give people the opportunity. So we'll basically pay you to come in just so you learn how our service department works. You feel comfortable with us, and next time you do need something, you'll come back and see us.
I mean, it's really the pay it forward philosophy, and I love that. The fact that you guys are willing to lose money up front mm-hmm. to get somebody in the door. Just with the hope of building a relationship.
Right. Nobody, in that, if we didn't do it right and we didn't treat you right on these oil changes, you would never come back. It would just flat out be a loss.
So what else do you have, Dan?
Well, one of the things we also do is we'll do a free Missouri State safety inspection to anybody. No obligation to pay for anything else. On every one of our services, we give a 27-point inspection. So you come in for an oil change, we're going to go through your car pretty thoroughly to discover, do you need anything else? Our goal is just to tell you, yep, everything is good, Grandma. Sent home down the road. Here you go. We offer a shuttle service. So with a certain ticket amount and with a certain range from the shop, we'll actually drop you off at work or at home and pick you back up. In some cases, we also have loaner cars. We sell tires. A lot of people don't realize that. And we'll do a free lifetime tire rotation with every tire purchase. And then we've got some air conditioner specials. You know, summer's upon us. There's a lot of things on our website that we're just, you know, again, get people used to coming in, knowing us and trusting us.
I love it. And if anybody wants to reach you guys, for one, on our website at DougHaldeman.com, look for 5-Star Auto Plaza and download the free coupon. Okay, we have a sheet on there that's going to have all of these services listed because I know we rattled off quite a few of them. Get on our website at DougHaldeman.com, download that, and you give them a call and schedule it. And just so people know where you're located, because you're at I-70
and
Cave Springs.
Yes.
Okay. And it's 5-Star Auto Plaza. And best number to reach you guys is it?
But our number is now 636-940-7600.
940-7600. Okay. All right. So very good. I love it. Dan, thank you very much for coming in. This is great stuff and good information for everybody to know.
Great. Thank you so much.
Do you know the difference between a mortgage broker, mortgage banker, or an actual bank when getting a mortgage? Coming up, you'll hear the difference and how that difference might save you money. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.